Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting third. The first baseman, Ramon Webster. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Roger Ripos. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Blue Moon Odom. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Blue Moon Odom. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Webster reaches second base with a double. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Webster moves to third. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Monday. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Monday steals second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Webster scores. Monday scores. Cater moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Horlan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Agee steals second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Webster fields it and throws to second for the out. Agee moves to third. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Agee scores. Buford moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Odom fields it and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to third. McCraw moves to second. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Repose throws the ball into Webster, who tags Ward trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Buford scores. McCraw scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof strikes out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Lindblad pinch hits for Blue Moon Odom. Paul Lindblad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindblad hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Lindblad now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland bunts towards the mound. Lindblad fields it and throws to first for the out. Hansen moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Agee is walked intentionally. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Campaneris moves to second. One out. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Campaneris steals third. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campaneris scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 3, White Sox, 3. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Repose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. the Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Repos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repos is 0-for-1 in the game. Repos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward is hit by the pitch. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Webster fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Lindblad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindblad is 0-for-1 in the game. Lindblad hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a line drive towards third. Buford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-0 in the game. Horlan hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Agee hits a fly ball into left field. Repos settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Webster hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Monday. The throw from Martin and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Webster scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Webster scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose is 0-for-2 in the game. Repose hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-2 in the game. Roof hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Green reaches second base with a double. Paul Lindblad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindblad is 0-for-2 in the game. Lindblad strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams pinch hits for J.C. Martin. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Green reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 0-for-1 in the game. Horland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Agee hits a fly ball into left field. Repo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney now catching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-3 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Webster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Lewis pinch runs for Ramon Webster. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lewis. The throw from McNairtney and he is safe. Lewis steals second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Horland covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Sal Bando now playing third base. Danny Cater now playing first base. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindblad fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose is 0-for-3 in the game. Repose hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-3 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Nosek pinch runs for Dick Green. Jim Gosger pinch hits for Paul Lindblad. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger bunts towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Causey covering, for the out. Nosek moves to second. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 4 in the game. Hershberger is walked intentionally. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bando for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Aker now pitching. Ossie Chavarria now playing second base. Dick Kenworthy pinch hits for Joe Horlin. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Al Weiss pinch runs for Dick Kenworthy. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weiss. The throw from Roof and he is out, Campaneris applying the tag. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Repo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cater hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose is 0 for 4 in the game. Repose takes first base on ball 4. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 4 in the game. Roof is hit by the pitch. Repose moves to second. Ted Kubiak pinch hits for Jack Aker. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Krause now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 4 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krause fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ossie Chavarria is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chavarria strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNairtney hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Bob Locker. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krause fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cater. The throw from McNairtney and he is safe. Cater steals second. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Repose is walked intentionally. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Roof is hit by the pitch. Cater moves to third. Repose moves to second. Lou Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a line drive into center field. A.G. picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on A.G. Cater scores. Repose scores. Roof goes all the way around to score. Krause moves to second. It's 6-3, Athletics. Ossie Chavarria is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chavarria is 0-for-1 in the game. Chavarria strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Agee hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Athletics. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Repose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-5 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. K. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCraw moves to third. Tony Pierce now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chavarria scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.